For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. The Lansing City Council will try for a fourth time tonight to choose one of its eight members to serve as council president. At the first three meetings, a number of options were considered, but all failed on 4-4 votes. On one side are Jessica Yorko, Patricia Spitzley, Kathy Dunbar, and Tina Houghton. On the other are Jody Washington, Carol Wood, Adam Hussein, and Judy Brown Clark. I spoke with Lansing State Journal reporter Eric Lacey about why the choice of a council president matters.
I think the big thing here is when it comes down to certain proposed ordinances, as we all know living around here, medical marijuana is a big issue, provisioning centers, also called dispensaries. Also, you have, these committees like development and planning that really help move projects forward or kill them before they get to the council. And as we've seen, there's been a lot of plans for proposed developments around, especially the Michigan Avenue corridor. And, we've seen these things like that gargantuan Skyview project across from the closed and currently rotting Red Cedar Golf Course. And so, there's a lot going on, and it really, who's in charge really will help dictate what's going to happen with this region. And I can tell you, talking with business leaders and developers and all sorts of people, there's a consensus that we're just not where we need to be as a region to be competitive and keep people here. And I think that's been consistent now for years. More needs to be done, and at least that's what the folks I've talked to keep saying.
Mayor Bernero is staying out of this, at least officially. Do you think that's a good idea? Could he have a role in breaking the impasse?
I'll be honest, I don't think he's staying out of this. I think behind closed doors, he's met with several people. I know for a fact that his executive assistant, Randy Hannon, has met with several people. He did send me a statement. I was a little surprised that he kind of struck a more somber tone as far as, or just more calm tone than usually. We've heard from the guy he's had, or at least in the past, as the angriest mayor in America. It seems like he's willing to help if need be. At least that's what he's saying. But also he's at least seems to be expressing some confidence that this is going to get worked out, maybe as early as Monday.
The council has discussed bringing in a mediator. How might that help? Could it help?
Talking with the city attorney, Jim Smirka, he just kind of threw out a lot of different possibilities here. You could hire someone from a law firm. You could have somebody come in with public policy experience that could donate their services. But, that's the point right there. What would this person do that, say, City Clerk Chris Swope, who is currently chairing these meetings due to the absence of a council president, isn't doing already? I mean, you might end up having a highly paid referee that, and it ends up wasting city taxpayers' money. I will tell you this, there are council members, at least a few I've talked to, that have expressed concern, we don't want to do this. I'm not willing to have the city pay for a mediator or facilitator or whatever you want to call it. But I have pressed some on the issue of, okay, well, let's say there's an opportunity here where maybe you or somebody else could be the deciding vote. In your case, would you be willing to be the decided vote to get this thing over with so the city's not wasting more taxpayer money? And from what I've gotten a lot of no comments. So, there's still a lot of things that need to be worked out. And in many ways, we have no idea when they're going to be worked out. We have no idea if you throw another person in the mix, what that person could do that would, benefit the city and just move things forward.
What are your odds on any one of these eight council members breaking the impasse by voting the other way on Monday night?
I don't see it happening. I really don't. I have no indication that it's going to happen. I wouldn't be surprised at all, and I better, get plenty of sleep in the coming days because I got a feeling this thing's going to drag out. And I don't think the public has any reason to believe any of these folks are going to compromise, no matter what they say, because they haven't. They've had three opportunities to do this over three meetings, and none of them have done it.
Eric Lacey covers the Lansing City Council for the Lansing State Journal. Thank you, Eric.
Thank you.
This is Scott Pohl.